Shvius Perek Hey. Yehi Ratzon Shlimudenu Yeschus Lilui Nishmas Rav Aaron Yudalei Ben Rav Noach Tzvi. The fifth parak of Masech Shvius begins with the law that fruits are dated by when they blossom. Chanita. Once the blossoms of the fruit appear, when they bud, that dates the fruit. So if a tree blossomed with the buds appearing in year 7, even if the fruit was picked a year later, in year 8 or in year 9, it would still be fruit of Shemitah. Benoshuach, which is a type of white figs, they grow over 3 years. Shviyah Shelahen, the fruits have the holiness of Shemitah in Shniyah, in year 2 of the Shemitah cycle. Because they blossom in year 7, then year 1 of the Shemitah cycle is their second year, and in year 2 of the Shemitah cycle is their third year. But they still belong to Shemitah. Shehin osos l'shalosh shanim, because it takes them 3 years to complete the fruit, and for the fruit to be ready to be picked. Rabbi Yehuda says, Hapar Saos, that's a type of figs that grow primarily in Persia, Persian figs. Shviyah Shelahen Motzai Shviyas, the fruits picked on the 8th year belong to Shemitah. Shehin Osos Lishdeshanim, because these are fruits that grow over 2 years. Amrulo, the sages disagreed. They said no. Parsios actually grow in 1 year. Lo Amru Elo Bno Shuach, it's only the Bno Shuach figs that grow over several years. Luf is a type of onion that normally is put into the ground, and it can also last for several years. Mishnah Beis teaches, Hatominus haluf b'shviyah, someone who wants to store his onions of luf into the ground during Shemitah, it might look like planting, which is not allowed during Shemitah. So what should he do? Rabbi Meir Omer lo yifchos misa asayim. He can't put less than 2 sa'a worth. So if he puts a big pile of 2 sa'a in the ground, and ad gova shlosha tfachim, he has to make this pile at least 3 tfachim tall. And number 3, v'tefach afar al gavo, he has to put a full tefach, a full hand breadth full of dirt on top of the pile of luf. At that point, it doesn't look like planting. Chachamim are more lenient. Chachamim Om, the sages say, lo yifchos mi'arba kavin, as long as he puts 4 kav of luf, which is a third of what was suggested. A sa' is 6 luf. So if you, according to Bimeir, you need 2 sa', that's 12 luf. So this 4 kav is just a third of that. And ad gova tefach, if it's a height of a tefach, again a third of the height, the tefach afer al gabov, but a full tefach of dirt on top of this luf, the tomno, then you can put it, and it's not looking like planting. Now where you put this pile with this dirt has to be a b'makom drisas adam, in a place where people walk and stamp, and so then again it won't look like planting, because now planting's going to grow where people are stomping all over it. Luf sha'avra alav shviyas, Mishnah Gimel. Let's say you have this onion of luf, that you left it in the ground after Shemitah. It's now the 8th year. Rebbe Lezer, omerim laktu aniyim es alav. So now, there's a law called biur, that once a certain type of vegetable or fruit is no longer available to the animals in the field, then you have to get it out of your field. And there's a machlokas tanaim, what happens next? Maybe only the poor are allowed to eat it, or maybe the rich can take it as well. So when you have this onion loaf and its leaves have the law of biur, so Rebbe Lezer says, if it's now the 8th year, which is now past the time of biur, im laktu aniyim es alav, if the poor have taken the leaves during Shemitah, laktu, that's fine, and the poor can keep it. Vim lav, but if the poor haven't taken it, so it's still in the domain now of the owner, of the farmer. So yaseh cheshbon ma'aniyim, he has to make a calculation with the poor, how much of these leaves are from the 7th year, and how much therefore belongs to them. Rabbi Yeshua says, he disagrees. He says, im lak tu aniyim es alav, Laktu, if the poor have taken the leaves, so yes, of course, they own it. Vimlav, if they haven't taken it, then the owner can own it, because he holds that after the Zman HaBior, the farmer can retake the claim and re-own things. Ein lani amal of cheshbon, and the poor are no longer entitled to a claim to it. Mishnah Dalet. Luf shel erev shvius, let's say you have onions of the sixth year, shenichnas l'shvius, that you left them in the ground, and they continued on into the seventh year, and they were completed in the seventh year. V'chein betzalim hakitzonim, or actually these are onions of the sixth year. The Bartanura says that were completed fully in the sixth year. He just left them in the ground into the seventh year. Or if you have onions that are planted in the summer, and or pua, this is some type of a plant that produces a red color, shel idis, of a very fat and luscious field. Beishamai, Omer Beishamai say, well, if you're going to uproot them with metal implements, it's going to look like you're working the ground to prepare it for Shemitah planting, which is not allowed. So, Okun Osan b'ma'arufo shel eitz. You uproot them with shovels of wood, so it doesn't look like metal, and it doesn't look like you're fixing the field. Beisil Omer Beisil say, no, you can even use karduma shel matzeches. You can even use the shovels of metal, because it doesn't look like you're preparing the field for planting. Everybody knows you're just taking out the onions. Umodim beshamai agree to Beis Hillel bepua shel tzlaos. If you have this plant plua growing in into cracks and rocky areas, sheokin oso bekarduma shel matachas, that you can certainly take out with shovels of metal, because if it's growing in a rocky area and you're using a metal shovel to take out these things that had grown in the sixth year, it doesn't look like you're preparing ground for planting, because nothing can be planted in a rocky area. Let's say you have a neighbor who you know isn't so careful with the laws of Shemitah. Mishnah Hey, Me'imasai Mutar Adam Likach Luf B'motzai Shviest. In the eighth year, at what point is a person allowed to buy Luf from his neighbor? Rabbi Yehuda Omer Miyad, you can assume right away that you can buy it from your neighbor. And the Chachamim Omrim and the Chachamim say, Mishayar b'hachadash, once you have a lot grown in the eighth year, more than what's there from the seventh year, at that point you're allowed to buy it from the neighbor. The final three Mishnayos of this parak deal, or the final four Mishnayos of this parak, deal with the topic of giving utensils to someone who does not keep the laws of Shemitah. Elu kelim, these utensils, Mishnah Vav, she'ena uman rashay lemochem b'shvius, a craftsman can't sell them during Shemitah to someone who doesn't keep Shemitah. Machresha, the plow, v'chol kelel, and her implements, because he's probably going to use it to violate the law of Shemitah. Ha'ol, the yoke. V'hamizra, the mizra is a utensil that's used for winnowing of wheat, to throw it up and to have the chaff fly away in the wind. V'adeker, or a shovel. Avol mochahu magal yad, but he can sell a small sickle, a handheld sickle, because it can be used even for cutting small amounts, which would be permitted during Shemitah. Umagal katsir, and a sickle for harvest, because maybe he just wants to take from hefker. The agala, you can sell him a wagon, the cholke leha, and the implements of a wagon. Zaklal, here's the rule that's emerging. Kol shemalachtum yuchedes laveira, those utensils that are dedicated specifically for activities that are not allowed during Shemitah. They're only used for activities not allowed during Shemitah. Aser, you can't sell them to a person who you don't trust is keeping Shemitah. But le'isr ulaheter, but utensils that can be used for prohibited activities, but they could also be used for permitted activities, mutar, you can sell them to someone whom you do not trust during Shemitah. Mishnah Zayin, hayotzer, a craftsman who makes earthenware utensils,
Moker chamesh kadeh shemen can sell 5 barrels for oil, the chamesh esrei kadeh yayin, and 15 barrels for wine, to someone who's not so careful with the laws of Shemitah. Shekein darkol havim min hefker, because this amount is permissible to bring from that which has been made ownerless. However, vimhevi yoser mikain, and if he has brought even more so, mutter, it's also permitted, because we don't assume that by definition, if you brought more, these things, the fruit was not made hefker. Another law, if you're a craftsman who makes barrels, umocher legayim ba'aretz, you can sell as many barrels as you want to a non-Jew who's living in Israel, because the non-Jews don't have Shemitah, and we're not worried that maybe they're going to now turn around and sell it to the Jews who don't keep Shemitah. Uli Yisrael, and you can sell it to Jews, b'chutz la'aretz, who are outside of Israel, because they don't have the law of Shemitah outside of Israel. Mishnah Ches, the 8th Mishnah. B'shamay, om b'shamay, se lo yimkor lo parach ha'reshes b'shvias. Don't sell to a Jew who you don't trust with Shemitah a cow that plows during Shemitah. U'beisilo matir, and beisilo permit you to do so. Mipnei shu yachol l'shochta, because you can assume that he's buying it just to slaughter it. Mocher lo peros, afilu b'shas hazara. You can sell to him grain even at a time of planting, and you're not worried that maybe he's going to use the grain to plant. Umashalo sa'aso, and you can lend to him your measuring cup, your sa'ah. Afo pishi yu yodea sheyesh lo goren, even though you know that he has a whole pile and maybe he's going to just use this measuring cup to measure from the pile into the storehouse. And we're not allowed to store away Shemitah produce. Uporit lo mos, and you can give him change for money. Afo pishi yu yodea sheyesh lo poalim, even though you know that he has workers that he's worked for, has them working during Shemitah, which is an Avera, because maybe he's not going to use the money for permissible things, and he won't use it for the prohibited affairs. For Kulan, and all these things that we've said in this Mishnah, are when he's buying these things from you without telling you what he's buying it for. He's buying a cow, he's buying wheat, he's borrowing the sa'ah, he's asking for change. But in all of these cases, beferish, if this person who you don't trust about Shemitah says, please sell me your cow because I want to plow during Shemitah, then asur, and you're not allowed to sell him the cow to plow during Shemitah. Mishnah Tes, mash'elas isha l'chaverta chashuda l'shvias. If a neighbor or a friend is suspect to violate Shemitah, a woman can lend to her nafa, a big bin, ukvara, and a sifter, rechayim, and millstones, vitanur, and an oven. Maybe she's going to use it to be baking bread from grain that she's watching, which you're not allowed to do during Shemitah. You're not allowed to watch the grain. We don't have to worry that. Maybe she's going to use it all for permissible things. Ava lo tavor, but if this friend of yours, this woman's friend, is known not to keep Shemitah, and she invites her friend to come help her pick out the pebbles from the grain, don't go help her. Velo titchon ima, don't grind the grain with her, because maybe that's literally helping someone do an avera. Eishas chaver, let's say there is a woman who's married to a Torah scholar, and she's careful with the laws of purity and impurity. Mash'elas le'eshes ama'aret, she's allowed to lend to a woman married to an ignoramus who's not careful with the laws of everything. Nafu kvara, all sorts of baking implements. Uvoreres v'tochenes, and she can help her with picking out the things from the grain and grinding the grain. Umrakedes ima, and she can even sift with her. Why? Because even though it's an ama'aret, and maybe they're not keeping the laws of maestros, most Amoratim do keep the laws of Maisos, as we learned back in Meseches Tmai. However, Avol Mishatatzi Lamayim, once this wife of an Amoretz puts water into the flour, Lo Tiga Etzla, at that point, the wife of the Talmud Chacham should not be touching her and working with her, because that can cause Tumah. She'ein Machzikin Yedei Over Avera, you can't, once things have been moistened, they can become Tameh, and we cannot support and strengthen those who are doing an avera. V'kulan lo amru. Now, all of these laws that we said that she can lend to her friend, her neighbor, lo amru ela mipnei darkei shalom. It's because we want to maintain peace in the community, and this is to help encourage peace. A similar law is what we've seen earlier, machzikin yedei nachim b'shvius. If you see non-Jews working the field during Shemitah, you're allowed to encourage them, tell them they're doing a good job. Avalo yedei Yisrael, you certainly can't do that with Jews. V'shalom b'shlomam, you're allowed to inquire about the welfare of a non-Jew on their holiday. All of this, mipnei darkei shalom, because of the ways of peace and our desire to increase peace within the community.